As Matthew tells us in the Bible, the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall. They stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe, plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They compelled to bear his cross, and came unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of skull, and then they crucified him. The raw emotion sculpted into Corpus Christi is truly remarkable. Appropriately, Corpus Christi translates to the body of Christ. You can interpret that Christ is feeling agonizing pain, nailed like a piece of wood to the cross. The mood of the crucifixion is depressing. You can see the hunger Christ is feeling with his ribs being exposed like bars on a xylophone. The brittle wood shows more than age. It shows how weak he is, how his life hangs by a thread. The cuts and dried blood scattered over his body tell the story of how he has been handled. As a practicing Catholic, the sculpture caught my eye. I felt as though I had a special connection with the piece. After years of hearing and studying the scriptures regarding the crucifixion of Christ, I could better understand the story being told by the art. We as Christians remember Jesus' crucifixion by celebrating Good Friday, which comes the Friday before Easter. Christians commemorate the passion, the suffering, and the death of Jesus on the cross. Some families take the observance more seriously than others by fasting, prayer, repentance, and meditation. Stationed at the end of the medieval gallery, the crucifix dramatically catches the viewer's eye. Illuminated by fluorescence evenly positioned on each side, Corpus Christi creates a dark shadow, almost as if an angel is watching over him. Dominating the space as the only artwork on the wall, the Spencer's placement of Corpus Christi allows the visitor to focus on the piece and experience its weight without other distractions. Little is known about the piece due to the fact that there was little record-keeping done during this time period. The artist is simply known as Master of Nivelles Crucifixion, signifying that it was created by an artist in a workshop in Nivelles, Belgium. Corpus Christi was created circa 1530. What came to mind when you first saw Corpus Christi? I was awestruck when I first saw the beauty of the sculpture. What makes this piece special to you? Or do you find it average? This is what makes art so unique from anything else. It's what you wanted to be. You drive the gallery experience. In my opinion, Corpus Christi is far from average. In my eyes, it is a beautiful work of art. This has been Mikey Corbett with another Bulldog Podcast.